Hello, welcome to Cat Business Club's podcast. I'm Paul James, and today I'll be talking to Amy Browning from Rainbow Healing Services. Amy is building her business, has been building her business for just over a year and has already established herself in the local community. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you very much. Hello.
Hi. And so, yeah, as we just said, you've just been building your business for just over a year and you're doing Reiki, intuitive readings. Meditation classes and spiritual awareness workshops. All sounds fantastic and there's a great need for it these days. Tell us a little bit about what you've been up to in the past and what you're up to these days.
Okay. So my background is NHS. I worked in NHS admin for 13 years, kind of on and off, and it was a bit stressful.
You say admin, do you mean accounts?
Worked in psychology.
Oh, right, okay.
But prior to that, I worked in the complaints department, so that was quite stressful.
I can imagine. 8 years. 8 years of that.
Yeah,
oh,
8 years of complaints. So it was very full on, and I realised that I needed a change. So in 2012, I decided to learn Reiki. And that was as simple as a college brochure just landed on my doormat and I fancied doing something holistic. So I thought, oh, okay, I don't know what that is, so I'll give it a
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I would have been the same.
Don't know what that is. And I loved it. So I went on to do my level 1, 2 and 3 all in the same year. I kind of shelved it for a little while because of sort of changes in my personal life to do with going through marriage, breakdown, etc. But it did help me while I was going through that time.
Yeah, I can imagine
because I'd learnt it. Yeah. And then we got to 2017, really, it was. So we'd skipped forward a few years. And I was realising that my lifestyle wasn't really suiting me. I was very stressed. I was coming home, you know, tired, exhausted.
I can't imagine you as a stressed person.
Oh, I was.
I've only known you a few months and you're so relaxed.
I really didn't used to be that way.
Right, okay.
I was chronically anxious when I worked for the NHS, so I was always thinking about what was next. Some of me had a very busy diary, always thinking, oh, this is what I've got to do tomorrow, struggling to sleep, all of those sorts of things.
Wow.
And I thought, something needs to change here. So I decided to learn Karuna Reiki, which is something I'd been interested in from doing my Yuzui Reiki in 2012.
Okay.
So Yuzui is Japanese Reiki.
Right, okay. I was just about to say, actually. What's the difference? Okay.
And it's the more traditional system of Reiki that most people learn
they
do Reiki.
The Karuna.
The Yuzui.
Oh, right,
yeah,
got it.
The Yuzui.
Yep, sorry.
That's all right. and the Karuna is actually got origins in Hawaii. From a gentleman called William Rant, he's quite well known in the Reiki world.
Right.
And it's more compassionate, sort of heart-led, intuitive Reiki. So it always appealed to me, even when I was doing my Yuzui. I thought, I really want to do that one day.
Right. Okay.
So it got to 2017, reached a bit of a kind of a fork in the road, a few changes in, you know, my NHS employment, and thought, I'm going to go to Derby and I'm going to learn it.
So you had to go to Derby.
Oh, yeah. Again, very stressed because 2 days prior to that, I'd fallen on my kitchen floor and landed on my coccyx.
Oh no!
So the drive to Derby was a bit uncomfortable.
Extra cushions. Yeah.
But equally, probably why I needed it, you know, more than ever. I think it was definitely showing me something, and it resonated with me so much. Because it was meditation based, you know, the attunements that you have in traditional Reiki are done by a teacher sort of interacting with you, but in Karuna it's different, so you go on a meditation journey or several meditation journeys receive what you need, and it goes very, very deep, so it cleanses on a very deep level.
I think everyone could do a little bit of that, especially
yes,
at the moment.
They could. Yeah. And I mean, even I didn't realise it really kind of, you know, it cleansed me to the core, really.
Wow.
So from the inside out, I was kind of, broken apart. And as you said earlier, I'm no longer the kind of chronically anxious person that I was then. It's been a bit of a journey to get there.
Yeah, but obviously very much worth it.
Yes.
And then you decided to start a business with it.
I did.
Which is great for everyone.
Well, I hope so. Yeah. I've brought it to a few people since I've started. I've taught a few people in Karuna because what I'd found was that obviously nobody offered that in this area. So
we wouldn't have to travel to Derby now.
No, you wouldn't. Stay
here in the forest.
That's it.
Learn it directly with you. That sounds great.
Absolutely. I have a little retreat with me. So, yeah. Yeah.
So what about the tarot reading, the cards? Because I think a lot of people are really interested in that. And I had a little bit of experience with it a few years ago, which we've spoken about before.
Yes, we have, yeah.
Which didn't go that well, unfortunately. I was a little bit weary about doing that again, but I'm still kind of inquisitive. So is that something that's busy for you, or is that...
Yes.
Right.
It's definitely getting a lot busier. When I first started advertising readings, it was quiet initially, but it's probably one of my busiest things now.
Wow.
And if I go to holistic fairs, people love it because they just want to come and have a little mini reading and, you know, tell my fortune kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine.
But there is kind of as you've said quite rightly, I think a lot of people, when they do readings, they can kind of pick things up that maybe, you know, are a bit more worrying to people.
Yeah.
But the way I like to kind of do my readings is if I pick those sorts of things up, sort of challenges on the path, as it were, I like to try and phrase it in a positive way to say, well, this challenge might be coming up for you, however it's meant to teach you something.
Yeah, well, I think my experience, although I'd say it wasn't very good, I guess it was in another way,
because
it did kick me up the backside, and it did make me change a few things and look at things a little bit differently. So that wasn't a great experience at the time. I've got to say it was good overall. Yeah. So I still haven't plucked up the courage to do it again, but I am coming for some Reiki next week. I've
you
booked
are?
In with you for next
yes.
week, and that was on the recommendation of another CAT member who said they'd had Reiki with you and they were feeling much, much better, much more energized. And it was from someone who I was quite surprised as well.
Yeah.
You know, it was, but they were raving about you. So I thought, right, well, I've never had Reiki and sometimes I'm tired. We were talking earlier
yes.
and I've, even sometimes you can have a good night's sleep and maybe you're not really quite getting the good night's sleep.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's better than others, but, so we'll give that a go next week. I'm really looking forward to that.
Is
that the key part of your business at the moment? Is that the main sort of...
Do you know, it's interesting because at the moment I wouldn't say there was a key part to it. It's very much I'm teaching the Reiki to people, so that's largely the Karuna Reiki now, really. I'm blending the two systems together.
Right, okay.
So it's almost kind of like my own Amy brand Reiki, but
I haven't
quite got there yet, but it's getting there.
You have to think of a name.
I will, yeah. Rainbow Reiki, I think.
Rainbow Reiki, I like it.
It's been taken, yeah, but I might have to add something on, perhaps.
Spell it different.
Spell it differently, yeah. It'll be fine. The individual, obviously, Reiki treatments as well that people come for. The readings, that side of it's really taken off as well. Yeah. In fact, I did a reading for a friend earlier, and she's somebody who, like yourself, she'd never really had a reading. She'd always been a little bit freaked out, you know. I think, you know, they're going to tell me something dark. And she was almost, I don't want you to get the cards out, but I do. So we did in the end. So, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. It's strange though, isn't it? All you know, your kind of business now, at one time like the spiritual world and the scientific world were worlds apart,
yes,
so to speak.
Yeah.
But now that's really coming together now, and people are starting to realise that it actually, that, you know, we are, you know, at source we're energy, and
yes,
you know, and even the scientific world just can't argue with this anymore, and that
no,
there is some sort of spirituality going on inside us. And
100%.
And at the moment, I'd say with all the stress in the world, we all obviously all need some help of some kind,
yeah,
even though we might not even know it. But one of the questions I was going to ask you is, it seems to me that people in the world, all over the world, are actually starting to wake up to this now.
Yes.
Although there's a long way to go, there's still, you know, when you start talking to people, it's quite amazing how many people are meditating, how many people are having all sorts of treatments now, and how much and they,
mm-hmm,
they benefit,
yeah,
from it. So you were in the right business at the right time.
Yes, I know.
So,
it worked out perfectly, really, didn't it?
Yeah.
And I am finding as well with the meditation side, I think because the Karuna is so heavily meditation based as well, I'm getting more people come to me and say, oh, can you do like one-to-one meditations with me?
Right.
And they want something quite specific. So I've had a lady say, oh, you know, can you help me meet my spirit guide? you know, in a meditation, which, you know, to some people sounds a bit out there, doesn't it? But yeah. I think you're right.
Well, I I'm just still waiting for mine to just say hello.
Say hello. Oh, they're there with you all the time. Just don't always realise, but...
oh, no.
Sounds a bit freaky as well, but... yeah, so there's the people are... You are right. People are waking up to the spiritual side of their nature and realising that, you know, our thoughts create our reality as well. So, you know, having a positive mindset and... You know, positive thought processes really helps to kind of drive you forward and, you know, believing in yourself and not kind of getting sucked into, you know, the negatives and challenges when they happen. Just think, okay, well, that's happened, and almost step aside from it and you know, come back to yourself and think, okay, what might that have been trying to teach me?
So do you think for some people negative is their default?
Yes.
Because of obviously programming, maybe from young or whatever, yeah. But a lot of people, that seems to be the way, it seems to be the default way, and you actually have to work at it to get,
yes,
you know, to get the good stuff.
Oh, you do have to work at it to get to a positive mindset, definitely.
Do you think that evolves from childhood?
Yes, that's, I do.
If we could change the way, maybe we talk to our children or bring them up and, yeah, make them more positive, and you know, then they would, you know, they'd be more aware than maybe we were. I don't know.
I agree with that. I mean, my mum, who will be probably cross with me for saying this because I'll probably let her listen to this podcast, but it's no secret because I talk to her about it all the time. She's chronically anxious as a person, and I think that I inherited that from my mum. She does acknowledge it, but obviously now she sees I'm not that person anymore, and that, you know, I've changed and I've evolved into who I am now. And obviously I'm still evolving, you know, not to say I'm always going to be this
way. Going to get better.
Hopefully.
Going to get even better.
But I've noticed my mum's evolving too, you know, as I've kind of talked to her more about this sort of thing. You know, she's had a bit of Reiki from me, and, you know, I can see little switches go off in her brain.
Yeah,
and
there you go.
Which is lovely to see, obviously, when it's your mum, so...
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So that's good though.
Because
family members are the most skeptical often.
They are,
you know,
the most difficult to convince.
Especially when it comes to business, you know. I mean,
yes.
I remember saying to my dad years ago, you know, I'm starting this business or that business, and oh, that will never work.
Yeah.
That would never work. You know, you'll never make anything of that. You know, he meant well, because he was kind of like, oh, don't waste your time with that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think if you really want to do something, you're going to do it. And I did that particular business I did for 17 years. So it worked very, very well. You
perfectly
know,
well. And, yeah.
But I think, you know, maybe the old ways is kind of a little bit negative. And so we're brought up a little bit negative. So we need to spend some time as adults reprogramming a little bit, perhaps.
Absolutely. So, and doing a bit of, you know, clearing of past stuff and all that. Yeah. Which can be quite a lot of work sometimes.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, I'd imagine some would be, you know, worse than others, or you know, harder than others. I don't know whether I'm saying the right word to you, but
it's true. There is some, you know, kind of people. I think a lot of people are kind of ingrained. Oh, but I am this way, and you know, there's no changing me now.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, because we've always been told that. You
absolutely.
Know, we've been told things like, you know, a leopard doesn't change its spots, for instance.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we all know they can, you know, and people do change, and they change often for the better once they've had some treatment from someone like yourself, because they start to see things they didn't see before.
They do, yeah.
So I watched something on YouTube the one day, and it was this guy. He'd been to some classes which he was very sceptical about, and on the third day he was driving home, and he made a video while he was driving. He just set his phone going, and just, you know, he was obviously watching the road, but he was saying, I just realised why my marriage broke up, and it wasn't my wife after all. That kind of thing, you know, it's kind of revelations were coming into
moments.
His head. So you know, it does change people big time. So what's your plans for the future, Amy?
Wow, I've just done my crystal healing course. So, which is quite exciting. So I'm still kind of in the phase of, you know, doing case studies for it, and I've got assignments, etc. to do. So I've kind of seen a few sort of practice clients then. And hopefully, if all goes well, fingers crossed, I should be qualified for that in September.
Fantastic.
So that'll be something else I'll be adding to
so
my
So could you
business.
Run through me how that works? Because I have no idea. I'm sort of where I was with Reiki a while ago.
that's fine. So crystal healing actually ties in really nicely with Reiki, because it works on our energy fields, and it's just a really another added dimension to that. You just bring crystals into your treatment and intuitively place them where you feel they need to go. You might put them in the person's hands or, you know, kind of at their feet, at various sort of places on their body. The only thing that can be a bit weird sometimes, if they move during the treatment, obviously they can come off, which, you know, make sure you stand out the way. Make sure it's not a big crystal. but it's just adding another layer to the healing, because obviously crystals have all got, you know, unique healing properties.
Wow. So. Yeah, I guess that's something we'd, again, most people don't think about until it's sort of, you know, explained to
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So yeah, so you'll be looking for people to have a, you know, to have a little session with you
on
that.
Yes. So. Yes, I will. Yeah.
Fantastic. The future looks bright for you, Amy, and I think that, you know, as long as there are people like you in the world who are helping the rest of us, because we're all kind of, you know, where you were a few years ago, I think, you know, deep down inside.
Deep down inside.
So, you know, I'm going to wish you all the best for the future, and I'm going to pull the podcast up now. But thank you very, very much for coming in today. It's a pleasure. I could talk about this stuff all night.
So
it's
could
just,
I.
You know, it's just such a fascinating subject.
Yeah.
And I'm even a little bit envious, you know. I'm thinking, oh, God, yeah, why don't I do something like that?
There's still time.
Well, yeah, there you go. You never know. So if you'd like to find out a little bit more about us, pop along to catbusinessclubs.co.uk. In the meantime, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.